In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'm yakking it up today with Jed Becker. He's one of two guitarists in the New York City band Joy Buzzer. He's also the group's principal songwriter and responsible for the recent coolest song in the world, You'd Be Surprised, out now on Wicked Cool. We'll take a listen to a little bit of it now, and afterwards, I'll start my chat with Jed on your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Mighty Manfred here in Little Steven's Underground Garage for today's coolest conversations. Yeah, man, I'm going to be speaking with Jed Becker. He's a guitarist in the New York City band Joy Buzzer. Their latest single, You'd Be Surprised, is out on Wicked Cool Records, and it's our coolest song in the world this week. How are you, Jed?
Doing great. Thanks very much.
Well, good to be speaking with you again, my friend.
Great to be back. Always great to be back, especially when we're thrilled to be coolest song in the world again. That's always a big thrill.
It is. It's cool. Just like the name says. Now, you and I, we spoke once before. This was a little over a year ago, like March of 2023. This was around the release of your single, Judy, Judy, Judy. And I recognize a couple of names from the liner notes from that single. You know, the folks who were playing on there. And of course, there's yourself and lead singer Kevin Lydon, drummer Mark Broder. And about Mark, I'm going to say again that he also plays drums with Palmyra Del Rance Doppelgang. But it looks like you've got a couple of new players since then, at least different folks than were on the last single, including KG Noble on guitar and bass player Michael Lynch. So can you tell us a little bit about KG and Michael and how they wound up in Joy Buzzer?
Michael Lynch performs on the recording, and Michael is also the bassist in Palmyra's band. And after we made the record, Michael found that he was too busy with too many projects, and we very friendly, in a very friendly way, decided to go our other ways. KG is still in the band. KG was on the record as well. KG Noble, fabulous guitarist, singer, someone that's been playing guitar on the New York scene for quite a while, and I feel very, very lucky to have her in the band and be the other guitarist on stage with me as well.
So how did KG... How did you approach KG, or did she approach you to play with Joy Buzzer?
I had been the sole guitarist in the band for a while, but I always knew in my mind that in order to fill the sound out, we would need two guitarists. And I approached a number of people, and I heard that she was available, and I was like, wow, that would be awesome. So we spoke. I didn't know what her background was in terms of power pop, which is how I describe the music that Joy Buzzer makes. It turns out that she's a huge fan of power pop. So we had a long phone conversation, and we were just very simpatico. So we got together, learned songs, and it's been great since then. And she's a wonderful stage presence. She's great to work with, fun to work with. And again, I'm really, really thrilled to have her on stage with me.
And as far as Michael goes, so he plays with Palmyra as well. You mentioned him, you know, his schedule being too busy to be a regular member, but you were able to get him involved with the recording. So how did that shake out? How did you get that, get him involved with that?
I met Michael through Mark Broder, the drummer in Joy Buzzer, who is the drummer in Palmyra's band. And we had parted ways with the bassist, and he suggested Michael, and we got together with Michael. And it was always a matter of Michael fitting that into his schedule, because he's in Palmyra's band and he's a pretty busy guy. And so he was still in the band at the time that we made these recordings and the recordings that will be released in the future. And so it was great to have him perform on the record as well.
Well, do you have a new bass player yet in the lineup?
Yes. Very lucky and very happy to have Nick DiMatteo playing bass and singing. Nick is a wonderful bassist as well as a wonderful singer. So we've got terrific three-part harmonies going now in the band, and it's been great since Nick joined the band. He's a great presence in the rehearsal room, always a very positive attitude. And so it's great to have Nick on board, and the band has never sounded better. We're sounding fantastic, and I'm really thrilled with Joy Buzzer right now and how great we sound, especially live.
Well, man, the single has sounded pretty terrific as well. And we're talking about, we're mentioning here the coolest song in the world, You'd Be Surprised, single on Wicked Cool Records. So did you wrote this tune?
Yes, I did.
And when did it come together? When did you write it?
I probably wrote this song sometime in 2022, and then we recorded it in 2023. Recorded it in Canarsie at Salient Sound. Shout out to Josh Salient, a terrific guy with a great little studio in his house in Canarsie. Cut the drums and bass tracks there. I also want to say especially shout out the vocal performance of lead singer Kevin Lydon on this song. He does an Everly Brothers type double lead, singing in thirds for the whole record is that way. He sounds fantastic on this. Kevin and I were in a band together called the Lord Calverts.
Right. That was kind of your garage rock thing.
That's right. And we were also lucky enough to get spins on the Underground Garage. So thank you for that. So Kevin was a fantastic singer in that band. And I think his performance on this song is really fantastic. He's a really talented guy. And I'm really happy to have been working with this guy for almost 10 years now.
Well, help me with my geographic challenges here. Where is Canarsie? Is that in New York? Is that in New Jersey? Where is Canarsie?
Canarsie is in the depths of the borough we call Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. All right.
I live in Brooklyn, and Canarsie is, it could take you 45 minutes to get to Manhattan by car from Canarsie. Brooklyn's a big borough, and we went out to Canarsie because we heard this guy had a great little room for cutting drums. And it turns out it's true, because the drums you hear on You'd Be Surprised were cut in that room.
So let me ask you this. It seems like the Judy had some credit produced by Askold Buck and,
yes,
and yourself. So who is Askold Buck?
Askold Buck was the guitarist and my partner in a band called the Lord Calverts. He was the other guitarist on stage with me, and he and I have been production partners. We produced all of the Lord Calverts material, and now Askold continues to be my production partner, producing all of the Joy Buzzer songs. He's an incredibly talented multi-instrumentalist, wonderful producer, fantastic arranger. It's great working with him. He's one of my best friends, and he's a very talented guy. So Askold is my co-producer, and I'm very happy about that.
And so you mentioned you wrote the song in 2022, and then you recorded it last year? Is that what you told me?
That's correct. That's correct.
About the song, You'd Be Surprised, the guitar solo on there is just really, really killer. Now, who is playing the solo on that one?
Okay, interesting story behind that. So I play that solo live. I was in the studio with Askold, my production partner, and I was trying this and trying that, and You know, I just couldn't seem to nail it. So Oscar was like, well, look, because he is a terrific guitar player. He said, let me just hand me the guitar. Let me see. Let me try something. Let me see if this works. And that's the first take. And we were just like, wow, man, that's it. So that's what's on the record. And it's a really fun solo.
It is. It is a one take wonder. It's what we're talking about here.
Exactly.
That's why he's your production partner.
Yeah, he's such a talented guy. Yeah, absolutely.
So is he using like a wah-wah pedal on there or something? What is that?
I don't know. I think it's something that he found, some kind of a plug-in that's got that kind of crazy sound on it. But I think that's just what came out of his fingers, because that's what he's able to do.
That's why it's an electric guitar, because the electricity comes out of his fingers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to Canarsie, is that correct, to record it?
Yes, to record the drums for, yes, you'd be surprised.
That was the room, right, okay. And yeah. So how many tunes did you wind up getting the basic tracks for?
We cut four tracks in Canarsie. That was the session that produced Judy, Judy, Judy as well.
All right.
Okay. And another single released by Wicked Cool called I Want to Scream.
Yeah.
So You'd Be Surprised was cut at that same session. And the B-side of the single, Better Things, we recorded with the rest of the tracks that are winding up on our album coming out in the fall, which is called Pleased to Meet You. Better Things and those other tracks were recorded at Renegade Nation Studios in New York City, which is Little Steven's studio in Greenwich Village.
Right. And that was engineered by Jeff Sanoff then.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And so did you also have Askel there, or was that you working sort of with Jeff as a producer for those recordings?
Askel was there, of course, Askel. As my co-producer. Okay. Jeff is a wonderful engineer, and he did a great job cutting those tracks for us. Mm.
Well, so the thing has been out about a week now. Your record release for the show was earlier this week on Tuesday at the Parkside Lounge in New York City. I think also on the bill was Spanking Charlene and Density Black Cat. How was the gig?
Great gig, as always. We invited two bands that are really good friends of ours, Spanking Charlene and Density Black Cat, to perform with us. Had a great hometown crowd there. It was really fun. A lot of love and a lot of support from our friends and family there that night. So it was a great show.
Oh, man, excellent. I love the Parkside.
Yeah, it's got a great vibe.
You had a cool vibe, yeah. Would you have any other upcoming gigs?
Our next gig after this is actually in September. We're playing September 6th at the Parkside again for our good friend Steve Krebs. So far, no other gigs for the rest of the summer. Summertime, people tend to leave New York City, and so it's not the best time to book shows.
Yeah, so let me about that New York City thing. This was a number of years ago when I discovered this, but it seemed like in New York, people they were doing like 4-day work weeks was typical, that a lot of places that people were working would let them take off the Friday because it was summer, I was told.
Summer Fridays, they call it.
Wow.
Or some companies do half days. Some companies, I guess, they let people off on Friday.
Wow. Now, is that because there's no air conditioning?
Yes, we're way back in the 19th century here in New York City.
Well, what about you? Do you get those Fridays off?
I'm a teacher. I'm a private teacher. I have a number of students here in New York. So, I make my own time, and I fit my schedule around my students, and my students fit their schedule around my schedule.
All right. Well, that's, so you're doing a teaching, but what are you teaching?
I teach guitar, I teach keyboards, I teach Pro Tools, I teach music theory. I've been telling people I can teach ukulele and bass as well, but I haven't gotten any takers yet.
Well, if I make it to town at any point, I may take you up on some ukulele lessons. That would be pretty cool.
If the Woggles could be any better on stage, it would only be if you're playing ukulele with the band.
So what's the average age of your students?
I have students, I've got 5 years old, and I've got a number of adult students too, on piano and guitar.
Oh, and that is very cool. So as I was looking at the, we're talking via Zoom, and I see you seeing your picture here, and it's got what looks like to be a gold record next to your head. And in that same frame, there is a character, an animated character I'm familiar with, when my especially when my daughter was much younger, Dora the Explorer. How does that tie into your career history? Because you were involved with the music on Dora the Explorer, right?
Yes, yes. I spent a good deal of time writing music for radio and television, radio commercials, TV commercials, television shows. And I got involved with children's animation, and I wound up writing an awful lot of music for Dora the Explorer and the spinoff of that show called Go Diego Go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And a number of other shows, but those are the two I did the most work for. And this gold record that I got was for producing an album that collected the songs written for Dora, a number of which I did write and others by other composers as well. But I produced that record, put it together.
Do you have a favorite Dora the Explorer song that you composed?
I have a favorite song by far. I didn't write it for Dora the Explorer. I wrote it for Go Diego Go.
Okay.
And the reason why it's my favorite is because my daughter, who was Lucy Becker, who at the time was 7 or 8 years old, was cast in a role on the Diego show, because there would be an animal of the week that they would rescue. That was the premise of the show.
Right, right.
So one week there was a whale shark that they were rescuing, and they cast my daughter Lucy to play Lucy the whale shark. And so typically there would be a song written every week for that character to explain their quest, their journey for the week, what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I got to write that song, and I got to have my daughter sing it. And so how could that not be the most special thing to me?
That is so cool. That is so cool.
That's a memory that means so much to me, and it's really, really dear to me.
The new singles B-side, let's talk about that for a moment here. The Kinks tune, Better Things. For them, it was part of the 1981 album, Give the People What They Want. Rock radio hit, made the low reaches of the Hot 100. So Ray Davies wrote it during this time that was leading up to the split from his second wife, Yvonne. And he talks about using its optimistic nature to help him get through difficult times. Does it have any specific resonance with you?
I think coming out of COVID, it did, yes. At the time, I was doing kind of a long distance kind of a band thing, like everyone was doing around COVID. People were like doing these Zoom videos where everyone would play in their own house, play their own part, and they would get comped together. And so me and a bunch of friends, including Oskold and Mark Broder, the fabulous drummer in Joy Buzzer, we did a version of that song. I think it really, really resonated during the COVID era. We put it up on YouTube, and we've got thousands of hits on that. So I think it really did resonate with people. I would add that it came to my mind as a really good song of hope and optimism to share, because I saw a video of Fountains of Wayne appearing on the Conan O'Brien show, and they performed Better Things. And I said, gosh, that's such a great choice for a song to perform at a time like this, when we were all, you know, going through the pandemic. And so that was my inspiration. And we were asked to do a cover for the B-side. And so I thought that was a natural fit.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Jed, thank you so much for talking to me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Always great to talk to you, man. I hope we get to do this again in the future.
Oh, we will. I'm sure we will. Now, though, it's time for Better Things in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Joy Buzzer brought us some Better Things to the Underground Garage. That's a New York City band's cover of the Kinks song, Better Things. And for Joy Buzzer, it's the B-side to their latest single on Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Maverick, and thanks again to the band's Jed Becker for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Gem Records has released a new tribute album. Gem Records celebrates Jagger Richards, and it features two Rolling Stones songs as done by New Brunswick, New Jersey's Anderson Council. Member Peter Horvath will join us next time around to tell us all about this release. It's Peter Horvath from the Anderson Council on your next Coolest Conversations in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.